今天真的是非常的高兴。
I'm very delighted today.
有机会再次来到我们当中。
To have this opportunity to be with you today.
那六七年前，我认识一些朋友，不过有些名字记不起来了，对不起。
About six, 7 years ago, I think I knew some of you, but I may not remember your names.
那我今天认识一个六七年前不认识的人，他的名字叫 Canby。
Today I get to know a new friend. Her name is Canby, who I did not know her six, 7 years ago.
那我们在教会里面有时候会做一点这个 URC 的 ministry.
We were co-worker together in the youth group.
那么 Canby 当时在 URC 读书，有大概三四个女孩子都是从 Santa Barbara。到了 LA, 然后他们一起来到我们教会，高兴看见他们。
Well, she can be with some other girls in the USC fellowship. They used to come to our church.
Yeah, 感谢主，看到这些在主里面的弟兄姐妹，心里是很高兴的。
Praise the Lord that I'm so glad to see these brothers and sisters grow in Christ.
很多年前呢，上帝呼召我出来做传道人。
Many years ago, I was called on by God to become a minister.
那个时候神学院要考试。
Well, at that time, I have to really take and pass exams in seminary.
那么中间有一个题目啊，到我今天这么多年了都忘不了。
I still cannot forget there's a one exam question.
这个题目就是，你记得士师记里面那个第一个女士师是谁
？The question was about, do you remember the first prophetess in Judges?
这题我答对了。
I had a right answer for this question.
底波拉
is Deborah.
那么后来下面那个题目让我懊恼了很久。
Then the next question really puzzled me.
他说他的副将叫什么名字
？Then the question is about what's the name of her west commander or her left hand or right hand?
Yeah, general.
He's general. Yeah.
我这个考试之前呢，我还复习了半天，这圣经左啊右啊翻了半天，那天就是想不起来这个名字。
I thought I prepared pretty well, but I cannot just remember, you know, his name.
哎，回去懊恼了很久。
I really feel pretty upset about.
那最近我正在预备这个信息的时候。
Recently, as I was preparing for this sermon,
哎，我突然发现有一个方法记得这个名字，你们今天一定要记得。
Then it all of a sudden came to my mind.There's a very wise way to a smart way to remember it.
我相信我们当中有好一些从台湾来的。
I think there are probably a lot among you originally from Taiwan.
那台湾来的人都喜欢吃一种水果。
And the people coming from Taiwan probably like to eat a special fruit.
台湾话叫芭辣。
So in Taiwanese it's called 芭辣。
哎呀，芭辣就跟芭拉很像啊，这个名字。
Yeah, so it's really song.
你千万不要忘记这个名字。
Yeah, it sounds very similar to Brock.
那一天上帝呼召你，你说不定进神学院考试刚好就考了这一题，你要纪念我今天跟你讲的这事儿。
So if someday you're called upon to become our pastor and you have to take exam question, you remember I told you the answer.
那现在我们美国的总统。叫 Barack Obama Barack、
yeah.
这名字很像
so you know the current president of the United States really his name sound very similar Barack Obama
在我年轻的时候台湾有一个电视剧、
when I was still young there was a TV series in Taiwan
叫做小人物狂想曲
It's a
没关系。
Underdog dreaming about his future. Yeah.
那个演的人呢，就是孙越跟陶大伟。
孙越 and 陶大伟 actually.
你们知道孙越嘛？哈。
So
很多人都知道孙越。
Lot of you know about 孙越。
结果他就唱了一首歌。
He sang a song in the movie.
说孙悦的脸像芭蜡。
He said his face is like a 芭蜡。
芭蜡好吃，但是不好看，对不对？
芭蜡 is very tasty, but does not look good.
那个脸像芭蜡，就是他脸上很多疙瘩。
So it's like his face is it's not looking pretty.
但我们不晓得芭蜡的脸长得像不像芭蜡。
So we're not sure if Barak's face is really looking like the fruit Barak.
当我读这一段经文的时候，四世纪从第四章四到十四节这段经文的时候，我就深入去思想。
But when I came to this passage in Judges chapter 4 verses 4 to 14,
我在想啊，这个底波拉跟巴拉在这故事里面，他们的生命的素质是非常美好的。
It occurs to me that the character of both Deborah and Barak are really, really good.
他们那个生命的素质就像芭蜡的味道一样甘美。台湾出来的女孩子每个人都想吃芭蜡的。
So their character are really like tasty Barak. So everybody like love.
如果你没有你很久没有吃，你会想的。像我这个男生也喜欢吃。
Even I, if you for a period of time you don't eat it, you will really think about it a lot.
我们今天呢，借用这种经文来看这两个人他的生命如何被神使用。
So we want to observe the lives of these two individuals in this passage and understand how they were used by law.
最大的特色就是他们有对神有绝对的信心。
The key characteristics of these two individuals are a heart of faith to God.
这不是天生的。
This is not came with. This is not like born with.
这都是要学习的。
They learned to have it.
就像你我一样。
Just like you and me.
我们要学习对神有信心，有绝对的信心。
We have to learn to have a faithful heart to God.
那我们的信心要瞄准在神的身上。
We have to have our faith targeting at Lord.
不是瞄准在哪一个人的身上。
Rather than on anybody.
或者在环境的身上。
Or on the environment you live in.
上帝啊，听当时以色列人呢，他们呼求的时候。
When Israeli cry out for the Lord.
那么上帝就呼召拣选一些他能使用的人。
Then God will call upon and select some people who can be used for his ministry.
上帝所使用的人不一定是非是男的或者女的不可。
God has not called upon people who serve him in terms of the gender.
也不在乎他的地位。
No, also, you know, neither of the status code.
假如我们学圣经看圣经的时候，我们叫上帝所使用的人都是对他有信心的人。
If you really look through the scripture, you will discover that the people called upon by the Lord are usually those who have a faithful heart to him.
是的，神拣选那一些信心对准神的人。
So those who have a faithful heart to the Lord are the chosen ones.
这样的人可以完成他所托付他们的使命。
Because they can accomplish the mission given by the Lord.
你知道底波拉是一个巾帼英雄，我们都很熟悉的。
So Deborah is really a woman leader, a hero.
那她不但是先知，也是一个士师。
Not only what she are prophetess and she but also is our a judge.
那我们今天从不同的角度来看这个故事的内容。
Today we're going to take a different angle to come to understand the story.
在这个故事之前呢我再讲一个比喻给你听。
Before I get into this story, I want to share our parable with you.
你怎么样去瞄准一件事情呢?
When you think about targeting at something, how do you do it?
我们在台湾，在我那个时代，男孩子都要当兵的，只要不是残废，都要当兵的。
When I was young, at that time, young men were always drafted to the army in Taiwan.
那我是很幸运的了，抽到了这个海军陆战队。
I was assigned to Marine Corps.
你在海军陆战队很 tough 的，要求很严格。
So, you know, there's really tough training in Marine Corps.
要求每一个，我是预备军官呢，是一个军官呢，但是要求那个打靶，特等射手。
Yeah, I was only a soldier in reserve, but we were trained specifically for being a good shooter.
那我已经是戴眼镜了，我现在年纪大了，眼镜拿掉了。
I used to have my glasses on.
我是一个近视眼。
So I was myopic.
人家一拿起枪来一打，都能打中靶。我一打，那边摇了一个黑旗子，说没有中靶。
So other people can target pretty well and shoot the target, and I oftentimes miss it.
所以我们就这个军队里说不行，你这个军官打靶都打不中，不能，一定要特殊训练。
So they're saying you're not a qualified soldier, so you have to really take some special training.
我去受训了，这三个月的靶场啊，天天坐在那边拿一根枪，那个枪很重的，M1 半自动步枪很重，要瞄准，晚上还瞄准那个蜡烛，那个枪头还放一个钢盔，钢盔吊在枪头上面，那钢盔里面还放一点水，累得要死啊。
So they put me in a period of 3 months special training. It was so hard, you know, they kind of gave this rifle a gun. I have to really hold and practice from the day to night. And then they even put on a very heavy helmet on the gun. So it make me arm kind of shaking, so I cannot easily target.
但是三个月过去以后啊，我这个枪一拿起来，姿势一拿准一打。我自己也搞不清楚为什么会打中靶呀。
Then 3 months later, I just can hit the target pretty easily.
训练。
So training is the.
信心瞄准神要训练。
So if you wanna have a faithful heart to the Lord, you need this kind of training.
没有天生这个信心，就对神有100%的信心。
Hardly you were born with such a faithful heart.
那么在这里有一张地图。
As we come back to this package, you see a map.
那这个故事呢，其实我今天不是要讲这个故事，我是想从这故事里面看看能不能够看到一些神的心在这故事里面。
Of course, I'm not going to really tend to focus on the story per se, but what's the moral of the story?
那么这边有一点背景，我很快的介绍一下。
I'm just going to share very briefly on the background of the story.
这边有一个地理的位置。在这里有一个湖，你们可以看到这里有一个湖。
You see, there's a lake, in the top part of the map.
在当时呢，这个有一个王呢，是在夏所这个地方。
Yeah, because there was a king at Hazor.
你知道这个故事发生在什么时候呢？就是在以色列进迦南以后，第一个在迦南地的外邦人。来欺负以色列人的故事。
Do you know when the story took place? It was about the time when Israeli went into Canaan, and then the first enemy of them really oppressed them.
有一个王叫耶宾王。
And then the king named Jabin.
他就住在这个附近。
He lived in that area, Pastor Xu pointed to. It's really in the Hazor.
然后呢，中间有一个人物，我们刚刚讲到叫做巴拉。
Then there's another figure, named Barak.
他是住在这个附近的上面。
He lives almost in the top part of the map.
那么，在这个地理位置里面有四个重要的人，这故事里面四个重要的人物。
There are four important characters in this story.
除了先知底波拉以外。还有他的战将巴拉之外，另外就是夏所王和他的大将叫西西拉。
So besides Deborah, the the judge and he is a general, Barak. There are another two individuals. One is this king Jabin, and he is general. He's general Sisera.
这四个人就是主角。我们今天不讲这故事的内容啊，你们回去看第四章、第五章，大概都有哈。那么
，Yeah, I don't want to focus on the content of the story, but you need. I encourage you to remember these four characters.
如果把这个地图再放大一点，可以看到这个故事本身具体的地理位置。
If we could enlarge this map, then we would come to a better understanding of the geographic location, where the story occurred.
那夏所王是住在这里，但是他的大将西西拉，他的布局都在这个附近。
The king of Jabin lives now almost at the top part of the map.And then Sisera lived nearby.
那么这个西西拉他有900辆的战车。
Sisera had 900 chariots.
900辆战车，你知道所罗门王最强盛的时代，全国只有1400辆战车。
Well, if you know that as a comparison, even the King Solomon at his peak time only had a total of 1,400 chariots.
你想这么一个小小的北部以色列北部的地方迦南地北部的地方有九百辆战车那是非常强大的军事武力
In a such small region a king who has 900 chariots really means he has a powerful army
以色列人向上帝呼求他们二十年被这耶宾王跟西西拉欺负得很厉害所以他们向上帝呼求上帝就差派选召这个底波拉跟巴拉出来解决他们的困难。
So the Israeli really cried out to Lord for that they were oppressed by Jabin and his army for 20 years. So God has called on Deborah and Barak to help them.
那么故事的内容大概我可以把它在我们今天读的这个经文里面呢大概就把它诠释用简单几句话把它稍微说明一下
I can summarize this story just in a few short phrases
那么如果真正的精彩的故事还在后面我今天不是讲了故事本身我是讲在这个里面上帝有什么心意让我们能够学习
If you're really interested in the story, the highlight of the story is actually in the later part. But what I want to focus on is the moral of the story today.
上帝呼召这个选召这个士师底波拉他完成了哪些事呢我很快的读一次哈你们可以看一下我很快的读一次你可以翻吗、
mm-hmm.
第一个他详查判断民情然后他选召战将巴拉这是上帝告诉他他去选召然后担待提醒巴拉一同赴基底斯一同策划作战一同向上塔伯山然后把握最佳的战机
To sum the whole story for what Deborah has done it comes first is about she really investigate thoroughly about the circumstances for Israeli. Then he summoned this fighter, Barak. And then he take responsibility and remind Barak. Then they went to Kadesh together. Then they co-plan and design a battle plan. Then they went up to the Mount Tabor and they get hold of the best fighting, the battle opportunity.
这就是我读故事整个把它 summarize 几个这个故事的精彩的点在这里。
So this is a summary of this story.
那么现在我们来看看里面的教训在哪里。
Now we come to the teaching part of this story.
这里说底波拉以神的名来选召战将。
Here it talks about Deborah select a fighter in the name of God.
这里说他打发人将亚比拿安的儿子巴拉招了来对他说耶和华以色列的神吩咐你说你率领 这么多人上塔伯山去，我必将他交在你的手里。
So here talks about Deborah sent for Barak, son of Abinom, from Kedesh in Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord God of Israel commanded you, go, take with your 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun, and lead the way to Mount Tabor."
假如你听了这句话，听到底波拉对这个巴拉说，上帝选召你，你会不会有这样的问题？
So if it were you who listened to the command for Deborah, and was told that you were called upon by the Lord, what would you think?
哇，你会不会再问呢？你这个权威真的是从上帝那里来的吗？你会不会有这种问题呢？
You might ask this question: Do you have the authority from the Lord?
我们从几千年以后，三千多年以后来看这故事，我们知道。上帝给了底波拉这个权柄。
Some 3,000 years later, we can come to realization that the authority for Deborah was given by the Lord.
底波拉如何有这个权柄
？How did Deborah have this authority?
很简单，我们的结论就是，底波拉的心对准神。
The answer seemed to be pretty simple.She has a simple heart of faith to Lord.
箴言说啊，说你的心，你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切。大家听过这句话吗
？If you remember, there's a Bible verses from Proverbs chapter 4. It talks about above all else, guard your heart, and then it will be a spring wells of your life.
如果你跟上帝的关系不好，你随便下命令。你没有那个权柄。
If you don't have a good relationship with the Lord, you cannot command with authority.
你的心如果没有得到保守，在上帝里面，你做出来的很多的结果，那个效果是非常不可思议的。
If your heart is not guarded by the Lord, then your behavior, your action you take on could be
你一生的果效。一生的果效都从心发出来的。
So the spring wells of a life is from the heart, your heart.
你的心对准神，那个果效就是从神来的蒙福。
So if you target your heart at the Lord, then you are the blessed one.
如果你的心没有对准神呢，你是对准一些奇奇怪怪或者利害关系啊，那个果效也是会从那边出来的。
So if your heart is really targeted at something else rather than the Lord, then the consequence could be a serious as well.
这边教导我们一个功课，我们要常常跟神的关系很好。
So the really lesson, the core of the lesson or the message here is we need to keep a good relationship with the Lord.
他是神的先知，他要跟神的关系不好，神说的话他随便改一改，那就不得了。
So think about a prophet or prophetess who have to send a passage on behalf of the Lord. If he or she want to distort, then that will really bring in a serious consequence.
下面我们再看一段经文，我就不因为时间的关系，我们刚才都我念了，你们不用翻了啊，这个时间省一省。
Yeah, so we want to save some time, so I'm going to read through this passage without translation.
巴拉说，我若你若同我去，我就去；你若不同我去，我就不去。底波拉说：“我必与你同去，只是你在所行的路上得不着荣耀，因为耶和华要将西西拉交在一个妇人手里。”于是，底波拉起来与巴拉一同往基底斯去。我有一个问题啊，这个问题你看看，如果你读完了，你说：“哎呦。”上帝明明呼召你，然后呢，这个战将是个将军呢，他说你去我就去，你不去我就不去，像个，是不是有点奇怪的感觉呢？很迟疑的一个人。如果你是底波拉，你选召了这样一个人，你心里会不会后悔呀？
So I'm going to ask you a question. Think about the situation there. If one Deborah asked Barak to to go with her. Barak was very hesitant, you know. And so the question is, what would you think in your mind if you were Deborah?
好不容易选了一个战将出来了，这个战将有点那种扭扭捏捏、很迟疑的这种人，这种人打仗吗？
So you took effort to select a general, but this general seemed to be very hesitant and not good at fighting. What would you think?
那底波拉可是没有后悔啊，他说他包容他，他还担待他。OK, 你叫我去我就去，然后于是他就起来跟他一起去。
Well, from the passage, we can see Deborah was not regretful. Yeah, he was really took responsibility and reminded him, saying, if you want me to go with you, I will go.
而且要提醒他。
And remind him.
哎，你在所行的路上得不着荣耀，因为耶和华要将西西拉交在一个妇人手里哦。
Because Barak was reminded that he would not have honor from God, the honor will be given to a woman.
那我要是巴拉的话，一听到这话，哇，这个妇人就是指你自己了。
So if I'm a Barak, I may just stipulate that, wow, you point to a woman, that means yourself?
这个 miscommunication, 事实上他讲的不是指他自己，是指后面的故事。你们回去看十五节、十六节以后，你知道这个妇人是一个叫做雅裔的女子，后来用个钉子、用一个橛子把那个战将给打死的。他讲的是这个妇人。
Well, there seems to be a miscommunication here, but it's actually indeed not. Deborah was not alluded to herself, but another woman. You can read about her in the later part of this passage. Actually, his name is Jael, and he killed the Sisera with a tent peg.
我问为什么？
I'm asking the question why.
为什么他能够包容、担待、提醒巴拉这样的一个人？
Why Deborah can tolerate, remind, and take responsibility together with Barak?
这边有一个故事，你们有没有看过？
Here's a story I don't know if you ever watched.
有一个电视，你们也许可以找找。所以有一只小的熊啊，熊宝宝啊，一生出来顽皮啊，他自己妈妈不注意，他就跑出去游玩了，随便到处玩。结果呢，被一个狮子盯上了。那个狮子啊，就追着他不放，这是一块好肉，好好的吃它。哇，他一看吓死了，跑啊，拼命的跑，跑到那个河边了，没地方跑，跳到水里游泳，游了泳又跳到石头上，再跳，哇，跑到最后，那个狮子已经越来越近了，快要追到了。
Yeah, this is a story you can find with a video segment. It talks about a story between a bear cub with a lion and a baby bear or a bear cub was chased by a lion and he was escaping into the water, jump on the rock, but the lion was really chasing closely to him.
哇，就在那个千钧一发之际的时候，
at the most dangerous moment,
哎呀，这狮子突然就退后了。
Then the lion withdrew.
小熊在那边很怕，怕的头发全部翘起来了，那个狮子，就退后了。
The bear cub was really scared to death, but he could not quite understand why the lion was withdrawn.
结果那个最后的这个镜头啊，最精彩的一个镜头就是，原来这个小熊的后面有一个熊妈妈在那边对狮子吼啊，很高大很高的熊妈妈对狮子吼啊，所以狮子是被他吓到的。
So the last scene of the story was quite interesting because actually who standing behind the bear cub is actually his mom, a giant.
小熊的对自己没有信心。
Well, the little bear does not have faith.
对这个环境也没有信心。
He does not have faith on the circumstances.
他的信心就是在他后面那个妈妈。
His faith is really eventually on his mom.
所以我们的信心啊，就必须要对我们的信心是对什么？ 神有信心。我们一起来读一下这一段话好不好？我希望我们能够从这个故事里面能够记得这一点。那今天我们在这里敬拜神，那个重要的功课就抓住了。我们一起来读一下，来，请。是的。
So the key message today is to have a faithful heart to God.
你不能对其他有信心。
You cannot have a faith upon others.
你如果对其他有发生信心，你的方向就错误，瞄准错误，你没有打中靶，就像我打靶一样，一打黑面包。
If you target at others as for your faith, you will miss the target.
底波拉他的信心瞄准神。
So for Deborah, her heart was targeted at God.
神为什么会选择叫他来选这个战将巴拉呢？
Why she was called upon to select her general Barak?
他对巴拉可能没有信心。
She probably does not have faith on Barak.
他相信神选的没有错。
But she has the faith on God for whoever was chosen in the name of God.
所以这个人可能现在的光景不好。
Maybe this individual's circumstances is not in the best. It's not at the best.
但是他是可造的。
But he probably can be shaped up.
就像我们教会一样，我们有好多人可能今天还没有完全。
Just like we live our daily life in church, maybe somebody are not ready yet.
我们不够成熟。
They're not matured.
但是。For some reason, 上帝选召了你我。
But for some reason, you are chosen by God.
所以他对神有信心，所以他担待他，他保护他，他给他机会，他建造他。
So Deborah has her faith on God. So that's why she has faith on Barak as well. She gave him opportunity and really nurture him.
下面这一段一样了哈，我们不必翻译了。底波拉对巴拉说：“你起来，今天就是耶和华将西西拉交在你手里的日子，耶和华岂不在你前头行吗？”请你注意下面两个字。于是巴拉下了塔伯山，跟随他的有一万人。请你注意，于是。
Yeah, this here comes the verse 14, and then to the end of this phrase. So therefore,
你知道于是是什么意思吗？
How are you going to understand the therefore here?
哦，就今天的话说 ，OK, I'll do it. 我今天就好，你怎么说我就怎么做。于是，
so,
于是
，It's like someone asks you to do something, you would say, OK, I'll do it.
你知道巴拉现在好像态度不一样了，他不是说哦你下去我就下去，他没有说这句话。
I hope you notice that yeah, Barak's attitude has been changed at this point.
于是他就下去了。
So Barak went down.
你知道下去是什么地方？下像塔伯山就是打战的战场了，就最艰苦的地方，最冒险的地方。于是他就下去了。
Where did he go, actually, meaning going down? Because going down from Mount Tabor, where is the battlefield?
他，你知道，在底波拉下了命令进攻，完全使命，巴拉没有再迟疑。
So after Deborah delivered the command for the battle, he's no longer a hesitant general.
我们有一个非常好的理由相信这个时候，这个战将巴拉，他的信心已经从底波拉身上学习，瞄准在神身上。
We have a reason to believe that at this moment, Barak's faith has moved from his faith on Deborah to have a faithful heart to God.
神从来不使用，不会使用一个没有失败经验的人。
God will never use a person who have never experienced failure.
你如果看圣经上的这些有名的人物
，If you really look at the stories of some important characters in the scripture.
哎，这些人呢，你进去好好的想，这些人其实很糟糕的。
All of this in these people have experienced a failure.
很多失败经验。
Yeah, they experienced a failure, and then they lived some really unsatisfactory life.
那有一些那种丑相，我们都不愿意在发生在我们身上。
For someone, they have this scandal surrounding them, even we don't want to think about.
然后这个你想亚伯拉罕，哎，把自己太太都出卖一次还不够，还出卖两次，你知道这故事吗
？So think about Abraham, how he betrayed his wife, not once, even twice.
亚伯拉罕变成信心之父，他学起来的。
But Abraham eventually became the father of faith because he learned that.
所以每个人都会失败的。
So everybody is going to encounter a failure.
我们从失败里面学到经验，可以被神使用。
But we can learn lesson from the failure.
这边我很快啊，时间差不多了哈。我在这边很有几个问题。假如你是底波拉，你怎么会看巴拉？你觉得他是一个迟疑、胆怯，或者是一个世故、足智多谋、可造的人呢
？I have a few questions for you. If you were Deborah, would you think? How would you think about who Barak is? It's a hesitant, timid, worldly wise, resourceful, or it has a great potential to shake up.
如果你去看这些巴拉的在圣经里面的角色，你如果看这个希伯来书定位他是一个信心英雄啊，巴拉底波拉没有放在里面呢。
But if you want to find what really role that the Barak has taken, you can go to the book of Hebrew. It's actually defined his role as a very faithful man.
你可以看巴拉，假如你是底波拉，对不起啊，姐妹们，如果你是底波拉，你看巴拉，说不定你可以认为他是一个世故、足智多谋、可造的人。这个原因呢，就是在很多情况之下，他可能是很顾虑啊。他说你去我就去，他就想到说，如果一个士师能够在前面走，大家的会众的心都比较 ready 啊，所以这是一个观点呢。
So if you were a Deborah, sisters, would you see Barak as having this character, hesitant, timid?
我们不晓得底波拉是怎么看巴拉。
We're not sure how Deborah actually viewed Barak.
他也许看他是一个起先是一个胆怯的人，但是他觉得他是一个可造的人。他也许看他是一个老谋胜算的一个战略家。所以他从这两方面看，他都可以包容代理他。
She may thought about Barak being our timid or worldly wise, then she maybe change afterwards, think he's a great fighter.
你假如是巴拉，你怎么去看底波拉呢
？If you were Barak, how would you view Deborah?
我们中间有多少广东人，请你举手。
How many of us are from
两个三个，谢谢。
广东，
你知道我们。Montreal Park 的广东堂啊，是很大的堂啊，我们有好几百人。那这个堂会里面呢，广东人说国语，有的时候会有一些不容易的地方，有没有？你们都知道了。
So in our church in Montreal Park, we have several hundreds of brothers and sisters from Guangdong speak Cantonese.
他们说播道会，你听起来像霸道会。
Yeah, they're saying.For evangelical preachers, they sort of pronounce it in a Cantonese tone. It's like really bossy.
那我们国语堂有两个女传道。
Yeah, we have two women ministers in our church.
她说女传道说起来听起来像女强盗。
So it's the really women minister are really called in a song like you know, woman bandit.
我们国语堂有两个女传道。
We have two women pastors or ministers.
他们都不是女强盗。
They're not bandits.
他们一个个性很温和，一个个性很明朗。
They're meek and they are really humble.
你怎么看底波拉呢？
How would you view Deborah?
哇，这个女权运动者太厉害了。
She is a really feminist activist.
说不定你也有另外一个角度看她，说她是一个权威、智慧又谦和的人。
Or you take another angle that she's authoritative but humble.
在教会里面呢，你知道，你如果读以弗所书，你知道我们的教会是一个多元的教会，恩赐多元的教会。
If you read the book of Ephesians, that you will realize actually church is full of people, with multiple, spiritual gifts.
我们如何跟人家同工呢
？How would we be a co-worker with others？
有几年我在台湾呢，我在台湾创业，开一个顾问公司，一共有十几年的时间。
Many years ago, I was trying to establish a company in Taiwan.
那么，那个十几年里面，台湾呢，环境啊，是一个挣扎的时间。
So it was really in a chaotic period of time in Taiwan as I was trying to establish my own business.
然后那个有一年呢，淡水河啊，他们做生物调查。
One time they were do this ecological examination on the river Danshui.
Danshui 河的所有的生物都死光了。
There's really the many all of these sort of the animals or living beings were died in the river.
只有一种生物还活着。
But one animal.
叫做红虫。
It's kind of a bug. Right, bug?
这个水质是坏到极点了。
So the quality of water was really terrible.
教会也是一样的。
Sometimes we can see that parable in church.
我们教会是多元的，有的人个性很明朗，有的人个性很温和。
So it's really our multiple environment for church where you see different kind of people.
有的人，有的人。表现得很好，有的人很内敛。
Some people kind of act out, and some people will kind of more introverted.
每一个在按照圣经，我们这个 body, 我们这个教会的大家庭里面的每一个肢体，他不管个性如何，表现如何，他在这个家庭里面都有他的角色。现在我们中国来叫角色。
So in the church as a body.In Christ, everybody know, regardless of your personality and your characters, we all take a role in this body.
不能说这个教会里面只有一种个性，像红虫那样的个性的人，很凶的人才能够生存，其他都死光了。
We cannot depend upon a church where you know you have only one type of sisters or brothers, like the right box in my story earlier.
我们彼此同工，要彼此尊重，以基督的心为心。
We have to be co-worker and work together, help each other with the heart of Christ.
我在这边还提到一点，你夫妻之间是否也能够彼此相待呢？
My next question is about how couples treat each other.
有的家庭里面，太太很能干的，很外向的，很 social 的。很能够表达的，这先生很内向的，很温和的，好像被太太欺负了，有没有这种感觉呢？
In some families, actually, the wife is very capable, and very sociable, and very speakable, and then people will get this misconception that the husband, is pretty weak.
这个关键在哪里呢？
What is the key for this kind of question?
你要看这个人就是。你要有一颗对准神的信心来看这个人。
How are you going to evaluate an individual? You don't look only from the surface, but his or her heart, that is really targeted at the Lord.
在两分钟我就结束，我知道你们已经饿了。
Yeah, I'm going to conclude very soon. I know most of you are probably hungry.
我们一起来读一下一颗对准神的信心。我们大声的读一下，一颗。请你记得，你今天我所讲的一切你都忘了没有关系，但是你要记得这句话，我们的信心要对准谁呢？对准神。
If you can't remember what I sermon to you today, I hope you remember this sentence, a simple heart of faith to the Lord.
你看这个人，你是你的信心对准神，你不是对这个人有信心。
If you look at an individual, you should not lay your faith upon that individual, but on the Lord.
你说现在环境很坏呀，你的信心要对准神。
So if you are in the circumstances that is really bad, you still need to have your faith on the Lord.
教会领袖如何能够慧眼独具，提携同工？哇，某某人真好，你如何会有这种呢？然后圣经里面好多新约里面好多的教导说我们要尊重同工的意见，要看别人比自己强，要包容，要提醒，要指导，要吩咐，这一切这一切我们都知道做不到，往往是因为我们的信心没有对准神。
Well, for church leaders, how could you have an eye of wisdom and have this motive to promote and facilitate the growth of co-workers? In the New Testament, we often heard about that church leaders should have characters of encouragement, guiding. But how can you do that? Without our faithful heart to God, you're not able to do it.
我们兴奋地来读一次，一颗对准神的信心，再读一次。
Let's read aloud together.
一颗对准神的信心，请你千万要记得这一点，这是圣经里面的归纳出来一个重点。
So this is a really very important teaching point from the scripture. I hope you can take this message with you today.
你要看那个人的才华，看那个人的个性，看环境的安排，看这看这些，都看不准。
If you look at an individual's capacity, personality, and other characteristics, they're not dependable.
这位女英雄，她的生命的品质，我们可以归纳成权威、尊重、配搭、成全，这是我们同工应该有的美质啊！我们把这四点读一下好不好？权威、尊重、配搭、成全，这就是我们在教会里面同工彼此每个人的角色不一样，但是我们需要有共同有这个美质。我们再读一次：权威、尊重、配搭、美质，只因为一个原因，就是因为他有一颗对准神的信心。
As we conclude today, I want you to really remember, as outstanding women leader. For Deborah, there are four words we can remember about her beautiful characteristics. Authoritative, respectful, collaborative, and willing to perfect.
所以我们今天要坚持。
So today we need to insist on.
坚持什么呢？我们一起读下面这个结论。今天这就是我的结论。我们一起来读，来听。我们也要坚持有一颗对准神的信心，愿神祝福你。
Yeah, we will insist on that having a single heart of faith to the Lord, and that will be the conclusion of my today's sermon. Thank you.
我们一起做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们把我们自己交给你，我们的眼睛常常东张西望，我们的信心也游离。主啊，让我们的信心准确的对准你。奉耶稣基督的名，阿门，
阿门。
谢谢。